Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Y'all, I've been in this world of helping moms and teachers and just women in general jump into the world of virtual assistants for quite a while now. And there are two big lies that I hear a lot of women tell themselves when they want to become a virtual assistant, but they're just holding themselves back. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you what those two biggest lies are. And I hope that if you're telling yourself one of these, that you can find some tools to help you overcome these different lies you might be telling to yourself. So the first lie that I hear a lot of women say to themselves is that I just don't have any experience. Nobody would hire me to be a virtual assistant for them because I have no experience in this world. Now, I want you to understand that this is simply just imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. If you don't know what imposter syndrome is, it's a psychological pattern where an individual doubts their skills, their talents, their accomplishments, and they have this persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. So that was a lot of words. Essentially, it just makes you feel like a fake, like somebody's going to figure out that I don't actually know what the heck I'm even doing. I felt this so much. I know so many of you have, so many of my students in the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy have, but if you let it hold you back, you're not going to accomplish the dreams and the goals that God has placed on your heart. I want you to know that even high-level executives, CEOs, celebrities, they all experience these feelings of imposter syndrome. The difference is that they have some tools that help them overcome this imposter syndrome. So I want to give you a couple tangible ways that you can work on overcoming this feeling of imposter syndrome. Number one is you can tell yourself some positive affirmations. And these need to be ones that you truly believe. So it can't be something that you're like, oh, I would never do that, or I would never be that kind of person. It has to be something that you truly believe you could become, or you're working on becoming, or you're like partially already there, but not quite exactly where you want to be yet. When you write down positive affirmations and you read them consistently, it's going to help you start to step into actually becoming that person more and more every day. So write down a couple positive affirmations, like 5 to 10, put them somewhere that you're going to see them every day and read them. I love having mine in my Bible. You could tape them to your bathroom mirror. You could put them on your fridge, put them in your car, whatever works for you. But put it somewhere that you know you're going to look at them every day so you can read it and start to actually believe that you are that person. All right, the second way to combat imposter syndrome is to keep a feel-good folder with screenshots of positive emails, texts, projects that you feel like you did a good job on. Keep that all in your phone, and then when you're feeling a little bit of that imposter syndrome rearing its head, you can then scroll through that folder and just help to remind yourself that you are a badass, you know what you're doing, you've done scary things before, and you can absolutely do them again. All right, the third way to overcome imposter syndrome is just to practice. So if a client or a potential client asks you if you can do a certain task for them, try creating one for yourself first. Go watch some YouTube videos. Google your stinking heart out. Ask for help from your support system to figure it out. As I've said before, in the world of virtual assistants, 90% of the things that you're going to be asked to do,
you can figure it out. 90% of the things that I've done for my clients were things I never done before. I taught kindergarten. I taught 5 and 6 year olds how to read, how to do math, how to stand in line, how to be kind. But I was able to figure out this world of virtual assistants, and I know that you can too. So just take some time to practice and you'll be amazed at how quickly your skills and your confidence will grow. So before you think, oh, I could never do that, I don't have any experience doing that, I want you to remember that this is just imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head, and now you have tools to help you go to war with it. Right, the second lie that I hear a lot of people tell themselves when they're considering becoming a virtual assistant is they say, we'll do it when, like, maybe it's, I'll do it when I've paid off my debt. I'll do it when I finally feel ready. I'll do it when my kids get older. I'll do it when I have more time. Y'all, these are all things I've told myself about why I couldn't really quit teaching and work from home. So I am raising my hand right alongside you. But guess what? You are never going to feel fully ready, and there will always be reasons why you think you should stay in your comfort zone. Unfortunately, staying in your comfort zone is not going to help anybody, not the people we want to serve, not our families, and not ourselves. So I just want you to remember that conditions are never going to be perfect to be the person that you know you can be, the person that you dream of being. You have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to say, today I'm going to take a step, even if it's a tiny one, out of my comfort zone. You can absolutely do this. I have a big goal to do this every day for myself, and I would absolutely love it if you would join me. So I want you to ask yourself, what is one thing you are going to do to take a step, big or small, out of your comfort zone today? Come and share it with me in the free Facebook community. I want to hold you accountable. Go to facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama or find that link in the show notes and just come and post in there today to hold yourself accountable, and so I can cheer alongside you and share what is that one thing you're going to do to take a step out of your comfort zone today. You can do it, mama. We know that you can. You just have to believe that you can too.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, make a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.